Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the CLE booth and we're talking to Edgar Hoyle. Edgar, how's everything going?
Everything's great, man.
Everything's great.
Enjoying the show.
I like that. Everything's great. He's got a big smile. Like,
man, life is fucking awesome, man. Yeah. So you can't, you know.
I need to hang out with you more often, man. That was the perfect timing, right in the middle of day three.
I
need kind of a boost in morale. This booth has been crazy.
Yeah, we've been super, super busy, super slammed, you know. You know, we have an incredible team, so we're all doing our best to just keep making it happen, man.
That's awesome. And again, you're also kind of bucking that trend where you're not forcing any releases out this year. Like, I don't want to say people are forcing them out, but you didn't see that predicate date and say, well, I need to release this as much as I can before then. You're just sticking with your core lines.
Yeah, I'm pretty much sticking with my core lines. You know, it's like if it's working for me and if it's working for me, man, why change something that's working?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I didn't want to like try to rush anything or try to rush plants or try basically rush people because I didn't want to deal with that. I just wanted to just stick to what I have.
Yeah, so the timing's right. It's right. If it's not, it's not.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the Osoc a little bit.
So the Osoc Nicaragua, which is this one, this is Nicaraguan Puro. It's medium plus, a lot of pepper spice to it. It comes in 6 different sizes, Mozos Figurados, Petit Corona, and Lancero, which... the Petit Corona and the Lancero limited releases. And then we also have the OG Osoc that we released last year. That one's a Honduran Puro. Comes in 4 different sizes. This is a very medium plus, but it's not like that medium plus that kicks you in the head. It's a very smooth, flavorful medium plus.
Nice. That 6x4, or that Figurado at the
Salamone,
bottom. Salamone, sorry. 60x44x8. That's crazy.
That is actually one of the top selling sizes in that
really?
Line, yes.
What's the price point on this, something like that?
That one is $13.
Wow. And that's got to be 2-hour smoke?
Yeah, about a 2-hour smoke. Yeah.
Depending on how much you're getting after it. That's a big cigar, man. But it's beautiful. It's not, it's not just your regular, like, it's not an 8x60. You know, it's got that nice shape to it. That's a beautiful cigar. Beautiful. All right, so now let's talk about the Everyday Hustle.
Well, the Everyday Hustle, this is something that we've been growing in Christian Sats Farm. So it's a price point driven cigar. Retails $5.50 to $8.30 on the 7x70. This is a medium body cigar, full flavor cigar. We're only using 3rd and 4th primings of tobacco plants to do this cigar. And it also, I mean, the price point works really well. It's got split boxes with positive messages on them. So it's pretty much this one. This one's been doing really, really good at the show. People have been picking it up. The people that picked it up last year have been reordering a lot. So this has been doing really, really good for me, you know. That's one of the other reasons that I decided not to really bring anything new out, because everything's actually working out pretty good.
It's tough where you have a cigar like this, and you brought this to market the first time last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you want something like this. It's doing well. You want to let it get more traction in the industry, but... I mean, you still like to be able to do something new, but now you've got the predicate dates and everything. I can understand why you kind of just held your ground. This is a great blend. We smoked a couple of these last year. Really enjoyed this one, especially for that price point.
Yeah, awesome, man, awesome. I'll make sure I get you some more.
Yeah, it's like an everyday cigar at price, but it doesn't taste like that.
It's a everyday price point.
Yeah.
For the everyday smoker, that's what we call it, everyday hustle.
Yeah.
And then people that just want to enjoy cigar every day, this is probably the
You could say like that term everyday cigar kind of maybe could have a negative connotation to it depending on who you are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't taste that way. I mean, there's a ton of complexity to it. Really nice cigar.
There's a lot of complexity flavors to it.
Absolutely.
And like I said, we're only using top priming, so the tobacco plants that we're growing for this blend.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a very delicious cigar.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys haven't checked out Everyday Hustle, you got to check it out. It's a really nice smoke. Edgar, thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it, brother. Thanks
really
again.
Appreciate it. Guys, thanks for checking out all the Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.